Let us start a discussion of Tochin Part 2, Tochin Chelek Beis, which you have in front of you, which is the discussion of taking medicine and treating sick on Shabbos. That is the second discussion of Tochin, which, as you see, is a topic of a separate shir, which is this packet in front of you. I'm not sure yet what we'll be discussing in the next 2 weeks. If there's any suggestions, if they want, feel free to tell me after this year. But if not, I'll think of something that we'll talk about it next week and the following week. Okay. Melechas Tochin. So we discussed last week all of the different rules and regulations and the places where it comes up on a daily basis. But probably the most lemaisa aspect of Tochin that has to be discussed is the gzera of Shechika Samamanim. Gemara Shabbos tells us that there is such a gzera in source number one. Ula Amar Ula gzera mishim Shechika Samamanim. There is a gzera, shchika samamanim, because of the worry of grinding herbs. What does that mean? Rashi says in source number two, Nun Gimel and Bebez, B'midi derefua gazer rabbanim. When it comes to taking medicines, the rabbanim decreed, di sharis shum refua, if we allow medicine to be taken on Shabbos, asi lemishrei shchika samamanim. I will then come to the grinding herbs. Because in the olden days, how they make medicine, they made medicine by taking herbs and grinding them and making them into a powder, and that was the medicine. So therefore, Chazal said, if you're able to take medicine, you know, you might run out of medicine, you might say, oh, I need more, I might go grind more herbs to make the medicine. So Chazal was worried about that. This is Daraisa. So just like any other Gzera, this is a Gzera Drabanan of Shchikas Samamana. But who is Daraisa Dahave Toche? So it's why are we talking about this here? Because that's the Chash Daraisa. It's a Drabanan of in the category of Toche. This is the Gemara. This is quoted in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam says in source number 3 that second line, Lefichach Asur Lubari, we'll have to define that, Asur for a healthy person, Lehisrapos B'Shabbos. So that's for a healthy person to get healed on Shabbos. What do you mean? If you're healthy, you don't have to get healed. So obviously he's not talking about a fully healthy person, but somebody who is not so sick that he's allowed to take medicine on Shabbos, which we'll talk about. Gzeira shem yishchok samaman. And the Rav Shulchan Aruch is clear. Mi sheyesh lo mechush ba'alma, bo mischazik b'holi kabarisa, but he's not feeling well. Asur la'asos lo shum refua. He's not allowed to take any medicines. Afilo ade enu yehudi, gzeira mishem shchikas samaman. So our question is, you know, where does this apply? There are obviously certain limitations that we can already think of in our heads that this Isser wouldn't apply always, but it applies in certain times. When am I allowed to wake up in the morning and have a headache? Oh, I need a Tylenol. Like, when am I allowed to? When am I not allowed to? When do I feel so sick? Do I say I might be able to take medicine in this case? What are the rules and what are the categories that we have to discuss? So we'll get to the details, Bezrat Hashem, in a few minutes. But even before that, we have to realize that all poskim knows that even though the reason of this gzera might not apply anymore, or we think it doesn't apply in our generation of the way we make medicine is not by grinding herbs, there might be some out there that do that today. But let's say even if we assume that there isn't, even if we assume that nobody makes medicine today anymore by grinding herbs, that does not change the halacha. The gzera was made bizman chazal, and we do not have the authority to change the gzera. Says the Rambam in source number 5. Bezdin shegazru gzera. Hilchas mamrim. Bezdin that makes a decree. O tiknu takana. Vehin higo minog. Or Bezdin says to do the following custom. There are many customs quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Hoshanas. Hoshanas at Sukkot is a custom. Next Shabbos is, we from the Shabbos, is Rosh Chodesh. We're going to say halal on Rosh Chodesh. Saying halal on Rosh Chodesh is a minog. Gemara in Tainus says it's a minog. Minog to say halal on Rosh Chodesh. We say it. We even say a bracha according to Ashkenazim. But it's a minog. So Chazal made a gzera or a takana or a minog. And a later court got up, and they wanted to uproot, nullify the earlier generation, and uproot the takan of osa minog. They wanted to uproot it, the later court, right? Let's say the Sanhedrin, we get a Sanhedrin today, and they say, you know what? This gzera doesn't make sense anymore, nobody grinds medicine. Are they allowed to do that? The Rambam says, no. Eino yachol ashi egodom and arishonim b'chachma u'b'minyin. They cannot unless they're a greater Bezdin. If they're a greater Bezdin than the Tanayim, so then they are allowed to make uproot the Gzeir. But obviously nowadays, we do not have that authority. We're not in that caliber, and therefore one is not allowed to uproot. This is where Rav Schechter quotes also in Nefesh HaRav in source number 6 from the Rav. Echad meharabanim hamodarniyim, one of the modern rabbis, one of those, he always quotes anonymous rabbis. Hitzvis maimer boish tabeach atzmo hechu shekvar hitiv obalabayis ligav tufas b'shabas. There's a certain rabbi, says Rav Shachter, that was very proud of himself that he was able to come up with a lumdus to say that the gzera of shkikas habamana doesn't apply anymore. Apidibri Tosas Beitza, Tosas and Beitza says that you're allowed to clap, even though the Gemara says you're not allowed to clap anymore, because what was the issur of clapping? It was an issur because you might come to fix a musical instrument. That was the Gemara in Beitza. But Tosas says, because we don't fix musical instruments like that anymore, so you're allowed to clap. So too the Rav said, this modern rabbi says that Rav Shachter that, just like Tosfos says it, so too we say it. So says Rav Shachter, v'zachrani, where it's underlined, heich shekas Rabbeinu al zeh. The Rav was very upset. Shehidu l'baal bayi shalol yikach trufos, b'shabas v'yantif. V'yamar v'zeh halashon. Al rishonim on mitzta'arim. We don't understand why Tosfos says what he says. Tosfos says it, you're right. But it's difficult for us to understand why Tosfos said it. But mainly he says it, okay. But anything more than that, we're being mechadish things based on Tosfos, that we're not allowed to do. And that is the haskama of all poskim. That this gzera is a bona fide gzera bizman hazeh, even if in our minds the reason does not apply anymore, but still that would not make a difference. Yes, maybe in a case of need or in a case of suffolk, we can look at this gzera not as the strongest of gzeros. The Tzitz Eliezer writes in source number 8, turning over the page, we'll skip 7 for now. Tzitz Eliezer says, there are certain flexibilities that we have in this gzera, more than other gzeras, because the reason might not apply anymore, but it's still a gzera. Still a gzera. Whenever we talk about this as well, it's important to note the words of the Gra. The Beshech Chachma quotes the Gra, source number 9. The Beshech Chachma is talking about the context of Yontif Sheni, keeping a second day of Yontif Bizman HaZeh, which is also a minhag. Why do we keep Yantav Sheni? We know exactly when Yantav is. We have the whole calendar set. So the Meshech Chachma in that context, in Parshas Bo, says in source number 9, Aval mekubalim anachnu mirabeinu agra. We have a Kabbalah from the Gra. De'im ki Chazal pirshu ta'amam. Yes, Chazal gave reasons for many mitzvah, for many takanos and zeros. Bechol zos od hishiru temunim. But still, they kept hidden inside their hearts. Ta'amim, la'alafim, gedolim, v'rabim. Thousands of reasons that we don't know. They have for every law that they make. They revealed one or two of the reasons. Avos lo zeh la'ozen b'nei Yisrael. Says the Meshech Chachma, pointing the Gra, you know, even if we think a reason doesn't apply, maybe there were 10 reasons for this gzeirah. We know one of them. So just because the reason that we know of doesn't apply anymore does not mean that we could just nullify and be mabatel the gzeira. V'zetam nachon lasos bizman hazeh shneyam tovim shel galias u'bazeh yistom pia misparzim b'avodaseinu harabim. One of the first laws that the reform movement tried to get rid of in the 1800s was Yantav Sheni. Yantav Sheni doesn't make sense. We know the calendar today. That was one of the first. That's why many of the Gdolim of the 1800s came out very strongly regarding all these halachas, but especially Yantav Sheni. That's what he means at the end. Yistom pia misparzim. Those who are being misparates, it will close their mouth of Avodaseinu Harabim. He even gave a reason there. If you look at that Meshech Chachma, for a logical reason for keeping Yantav Sheni today in Chutz Laaretz, but even without that, does the Meshech Chachma, even if we don't know the reason, still the Gzeira does apply. Okay. Shechter in source number 10, we won't do it now, talks about different categories of Xeris and Takanos. Maybe we'll come back to it at the end if we have time. But that's just an important source to note related to all Xeris and Takanos. When do we ever say that if the reason doesn't apply anymore, then we can be mavato the law? So if at the end, remind me, if we have time, we'll come back to that. Yeah.
Answer my question, because I know Rav Shachter, I don't have credit, but I know he, when it comes to the modern arguments, not mixing fish and meat.
Fish and meat, yeah.
Because it's a
con. Right.
And I think Rav Shachter holds that
this kind of implies that. Oh, I don't know. Most poskim hold that that meat and fish, that's in the Shulchan Aruch, and that's in it's in all the poskim. So I don't. There is sakana. I mean, it has to be like even the OU Worcester sauce. That's the big Worcester sauce. Anybody have that here? Worcester sauce is a type of sauce you have like at barbecues, but it has a little fish in it. So it says, oh, you fish on it, if it has a certain percentage of a fish from the ingredients. And if not, if it's very, very small, then I think that's Muskan, according to, we hold it back zero. Okay, so that is part one. That's the source, and we know that the Xerah applies even Bizman Hazeh. So the crux, the main discussion that we have to have right now is the categories of Cholim on Shabbos. There are four categories of sick people on Shabbos. Four categories of sick people. You get this, these four categories, then we're set for life. We know exactly what to do, when we can take medicine, when we can't take medicine. First we have to define the categories, and then we'll define what is allowed for each of the categories. Category number one. Category number one on Shabbos is a chole sheyesh bo sakana. A chole whose life is in danger. Somebody's life is in danger. Or somebody whose life will be in danger unless you do something. Either of those are considered in the category of chole sheyesh bo sakana. This is obvious. We know it's not one of the big three, as we'll talk about it soon. But this category, anything can be done on Shabbos. You drive to the hospital, anything you need to do, chole sheyesh bo sakana, so you do anything you have to do. Shulchan Aruch writes in Source 11, Shin Chav Ches. Mi sheyesh lo chol ish al sakana. Simin Shin Chav Ches in Shulchan Aruch is the simin on refuah b'Shabbos. Shin Chav Ches. We discussed Shin Yud Tes, that was Borer. Shin Yud Ches is Bishul, the one before. Shin Chav Ches is refuah. Mi sheyesh lo chol ish al sakana. If anybody has a sickness of danger, mitzvah l'chalav as a Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to be mechal Shabbos. V'hazar is a reza meshubach. If somebody who jumps in, who does it quickly, praiseworthy. V'hashoel hareza shofech damim. Somebody who asks a shayla at that moment, he is a spiller of blood. If you ask a shayla, somebody's lying there on the floor in a pool of blood, I have to go ask somebody if I can drive you to the hospital. Yes, Kishayla, that's Shofech Damim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vashoel, Pirish. Oso Ha'ish, Shehu Mischaseid. That man who thinks he is pious. V'yarei L'chal Shabbos, V'chola Kazeh, Kimai De Moreh, and does not want to be B'chal Shabbos except for a, with a psak. Hareyu Shofech Damim. It's a murderer. Why? Shevoshu Holech L'shol, Yech L'shachol Yotzeh. The guy's going to get sicker while you're going to ask Kishayla. V'yuchal Istakein. V'yakaz V'omeh, L'sam L'adam Re'echa. The Yerushalmi that the Mishnah Berurah quotes adds not only the Shoel L'shofech Damim, the Hanishal Harei Zeh Meguneh. The one who is asked is Meguneh. Is looked down upon. Why? What do you mean the one who is asked? The rabbi sitting at home? Somebody comes in with a Shaila? What's wrong with him? Ah, Mishpirish. Mishum Shatam L'chacham Bim Komo Hayelo Lidrosh Bechirka Lakol Kedesha Yedu Kalham. It's every rabbi's job to make sure his community knows this halacha before the situation comes up. He should get up in shul and say, there's a halacha of Chilul Shabbos, but it only applies if somebody's life is not in danger. If somebody's life is in danger, so then you're Mechal Shabbos, and it's a mitzvah to be Mechal Shabbos. And if people don't know that, it's his fault, says the Yerushalmi. He has to say that, says the Mishnah Berurah. Even if the person himself said, no, I don't want people to be Mechal Shabbos for me. Somebody is sick. No, I don't want. Kofinu, so you force him. Umedabim alibo, shu chasidus shel shtus. That is called a chasid shotet. Somebody who comes up a lot. My father-in-law tells me, he's an internist. A lot of times people don't want to take their medicines on Yom Kippur. Their heart medications. Crazy? It's Yom Kippur. Jews are very holy. But we have to realize that if the doctor says, I have to do this on Yom Kippur, I have to do this on Yom Kippur. And if it means I have to drink a little bit on Yom Kippur to take the medicine because it's a heart condition, then you got to do it on Yom Kippur. That's my Yom Kippur. That's my mitzvah. But again, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that if somebody's life is in danger, so then everybody has to realize that this is the halacha. And the Rambam adds in Source 13, Kishaosim Varma Elu, and when we act in these areas, Ain osin osan, lo ayde goyim, lo ayde ketanim, lo ayde avadim. You don't have to look for a secondary person to do it. If you see somebody there that needs you, you're mechal Shabbos. No, I don't want to. I'll let my wife do it. I don't want to be mechal. She can use the air, not me. Right? I don't want to use it. No, says the Rambam. Mechal, if somebody's life's in danger, you do it. You do it. Kadesh lo te Shabbos kalabeinayim. So the Shabbos is not light. El ayde gedolei yisrael v'chachamim. The greatest rabbis do it. You can't delay. The pasuk says, to live in the mitzvahs. You learn, the Torah is not meant to be vengeful and difficult, Ela rachamim v'chesed v'shalom ba'olam.
Right, chesed,
kindness. Ve'elu aminim shomrim shezechil Shabbos. Those heretics that say, "Ah, oh, how can it be mechal Shabbos?" But Baruch Hu says they're wrong, 100% wrong. Shlomo Zalman writes that some of the biographies. Somebody was asked him, "You know, what should I when I if I have to drive to the hospital?" It was an ambulance driver. Should I take off my yarmulke when I drive in the ambulance on Shabbos? Should I take off my yarmulke and then drive the ambulance? So Shlomo Zalman says, no, you put on your strimal and then you go drive the ambulance. Why? He said, because people should know. This is a mitzvah. Just like Chilul Shabbos is not being Machal Shabbos is a mitzvah, driving to the ambulance on Shabbos when there's a situation of sakana, everybody should know. That's halacha. Everybody should know. And that is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Yes! If one has time and you could use a shinui, a woman's in labor, it's not going to happen this second, she's got to get to the hospital, so it's best to try to do it through a guy, try to do it with a shinui, right, dial the phone number with your pinky, if you have time. If you don't have time, you do it right then. If you have time, it's better to get a non-Jewish driver. Okay, there are if one has that time, but if the one doesn't have time or one doesn't know, so then right away whatever needs to be done. Whatever needs to be done. I remember this case came up in camp last summer. Remember, you know, they have the Baruch Hashem, it wasn't extreme, but they have all the candles lit by all the little tea lights. So they have like 100 candles, all the women lit, so it gets very hot there. So all of a sudden, like 4 of them caught on fire. So this huge flame shooting up. So like everybody's trying to like separate them or whatever, and that's not working. So finally they got one of the guys from camp, and he like got like a shovel or something, and he flipped it, and out there it was like on the floor in the middle. There was nothing near it, but it was sitting on the floor, so it was eventually going to go out. But now you have this fire there sitting on the floor, so all the kids are around, so we got everybody away, so it's eventually going to go out. So what do you do there? So it's going out, so you watch it. So somebody wanted to pour water directly on it. I'm like, right now there's no sakana. Right now it's contained. It's small. It can just be Machal Shabbos. If you see something happening, then you do it. So you have to do it. I did grama. I said pour the water around it. So when the water wifi gets there, we learned that grama. Grama is mutter. B'makam sakana. So, but again, this is a situation. You do it when it's big and a chas v'shalom. You do whatever you want. Pour water on it. But once it's contained and it's small and it's right there on the floor, it's not going anywhere. I mean, one time. Maybe 20 years ago, I remember that somebody's house when I was in Israel for the year. I remember that I was at my cousin's house in Shiloh, and they had a towel on the blech or something, and that during the meal, the towel caught on fire. So he quickly threw it into the sink. So that was it. So the sink was wet on the bottom, it was going out. To turn the water on, it was going out. We're watching, it was standing right there. So if there's no danger right now, you can think about it. But if there's something happening, you do it any malacha. Do every malacha. That is the halacha of a cholish yesh bo sakana, somebody sick or any dangerous situation. These weren't examples of somebody sick. But any dangerous situation, you do whatever you have to do in order to save the person's life. And I'll take your question in a second. And the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, we shouldn't think this is a chilul Shabbos that's allowed. This is a shmiras Shabbos. Don't categorize this as chilul Shabbos. Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in Source 15. Od Yirmos Ba'omra Shabsosai. What does it mean? Keep my Shabbosos. Shabsosai Tishmoru. Like the Pasuk says in 14. Lasis Tam Lumiyot. Loma Ani Omer Lecha. Shetechalel Shabbos Alachola. Why am I telling you to be Mechal Shabbos if somebody is deathly ill? Ein Zekari Chilul. That's not called Chilul. Adaraba. Zekari Shmira Shabbos. Chalel Alav Shabbos Echad. Kedesha Yishmar Shabbosos Harbe. So keeping, this is called keeping Shabbos. Shmira Shabbos is either by keeping Shabbos in a normal situation, not doing Malacha, or doing Malacha if somebody's life is in danger. Yeah. That's just Lamaisa. That's what he's calling it. You're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to do this. But in Latin, conceptually, it's called a Shmira. Yeah. Sir? I answered it. Okay. Good. So that is somebody whose life is in danger. Skip Source 16 for now. The Shmir Shabbos notes in Source 17. What happens? The following. Source 17. Misha Chilas a Shabbos L'Tzorach Mikuach Nefesh. Somebody was Machal Shabbos because there was Pikuach Nefesh. V'acharach is Barash Aloha Yitzorach Pekach. A Hatzalah guy gets a call. Somebody's having heart failure. He runs and he gets there. By the time he gets there, the guy's better. He drives into the hospital and the guy stopped having heart pains. Or somebody else came and ready to come to the hospital. Or Achmanu Litzlan, the opposite happens. and it's too late. Oh, I just drove for nothing. What did the guy think? Kigon, shehishtaper matzavo shel chola. The situation improved. O shachola niftar. Or the chola was niftar. O shadam acher kvar asaburo. What should he be thinking to himself? Oyvei, what did I do? No. Afal pikein asa mitzvah. V'yesh lo schar tov me'is Hashem yizbara. Abur machshav asa atova. Right? It's a great thing that you did. Even if it didn't, you didn't specifically help the person, it doesn't matter. It's all included in V'chai Bahem. That's what Shlomo Zalman says in the footnotes. Somebody just showed me a new Shmir Shabbos. Just came out. New Hakdama Shmir Shabbos. You can get a new one. The underlines are in the old one. I don't know what to do. So, the new ones have that. V'shamati agon Shlomo Zalman. See, mine still has Shlita. Umikivan sha'amra Torah v'chai bohem v'lo sh'yamas bohem. Since it says live by them, mistaver to kol ma'asha osim v'shal savi pikuach nefesh afilu b'nispar shatol. Even if you thought you heard on the radio, you thought this was happening. Because makom eino chashem kitavet var mitzvah v'lo asa mitzvah. It's not called kitavet var mitzvah. This is all included in v'chai bohem. So this is the halacha. Everything's included in. It'd be Michal Shabbos for a chole sheyesh bo sakana. This is all category one. Yeah.
Let's say in a case where
we're going to give examples of category one in a minute.
Okay. So when you look in the museum,
and what?
Yeah. You allowed to drive back.
That's a separate child. Is the ambulance driver allowed to drive back? That's called chazara b'Shabbos. That's machlokas of Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe. So we're not talking about chole b'Shabbos. It's machlokas also the borough park and the flatbush hatzolas have different psakim. But again, the question is, when you drive somewhere, can you drive back? You have to get a guy to drive you back, and you drive back. Do you say, oh, you're going to need the ambulance back in the first place, maybe again? So it's something to go with lavish. Or do you say you don't need it anymore? So I don't want to get into that. That is a major discussion. And everyone learned Mesechus Beitza, the end of the first para, ki tiru sofon mishrim tefilosan. That's the name of the sugya that's related to. Okay. One more discussion, and then we'll get to Lamaisa examples. There is a story of the Riva, which is difficult to understand, but it has to be mentioned in the sugya, but we're not supposed to learn anything from this story. So we're supposed to learn the story, but not really learn anything from the story. The Radvaz was asked. Radvaz, 1500s. He was asked about the Riva. We looked earlier, one of the Balei Tosfos. Source 19. You, questioner, ask me what you heard in the name of the Riva. When he was sick, in the sickness that he died from, v'chal yom ha-kippurim ba'osan ha-yamim, and Yom Kippur was in those days, v'yamru lo ha-rofim, im lo tochal v'adai tamus. His doctors told him, if you don't eat, you're going to die. V'im tochal shema tichya. If you eat, you have a chance. If you fast, you're sure going to die. V'huzal armar, and the Riva said, bari v'shem ha-bari yadif. Bari v'shem ha-bari yadif. And what? Therefore what? V'loras ha-lecha. I'll take the bari and not the shema. If I don't eat, I'm for sure going to die. If I eat, maybe I'll live. So I'm going to go with the bari, and therefore I'm not going to eat, and he's going to die. And we'll mace, and he died. He didn't eat, and he died. And the question after Rav, did Riva do the right thing? It's like asking for the 200 years ago, God Lazar, did he do the right thing? Says the Radvaz. Shuva, legabe adin ein roy lo mimenu klal. Don't learn anything from the Riva. Like I said, you should know the story, but don't learn anything. So Kaimalan, Svet Sveka Shavikuach Nefesh Doche Zah Shabbos. We paskin even a Svet Sveka Vikuach Nefesh is Doche. Ves Yom HaKippurim, Bafil Chai Shoch Oshishin, even for a minute, even for 5 minutes of life. Kol Shekin, Lusafik Shem Yamu Shem Yichyeh. Vyafil Lusafik Shabbos Acheres. So he says, don't learn anything from the Riva. At the end, Lufichach, Ein Roi Lomo, Mimedu Ki Efshar. You know what? Maybe the Riva felt himself. He knew this was his time. Maybe he had certain visions. After the Riva Zal, Hirgish Ma'atzmo, the Afilusha Yochal Yamus. He knew he was the God of Adar. He was one of the Balei Tosfos. The Levi Yodea Maris Nafsho. What does he mean? He meant, I'm Bari. I'm going to die anyway. That's what the Riva said. Klomar, Abari Shali, Adif Mishema Shalachem. And then he says, don't learn anything from him, and it's not even a midas chasidus. And then he's asked again in the next shuvah, the Radvaz, and Chelek Dalid, if somebody has a suffix, whether he should be Mechal Shabbos or not, is it midas chasidus not to be Mechal Shabbos? And he says, Harei ze chasid shote. right? If you fast on when you the doctor tells you to eat, if your life's in danger, that's called a chassid shota. Right? It's a topic of a appropriate chumris or inappropriate chumris here. That's the topic. If you want that topic next week. Okay. Anyway, so that's the Radvaz. The Radvaz says don't learn anything from the Riva. Anyway, halacha lamaisa. First category, cholosheish basakana. One is allowed to do anything. One is allowed to do anything, and even suffering. Cholosheish basakana. So who is in this category? Who is in the category of the cholosheish basakana? So if you turn to the back page, in the Nishmat Abraham, Dr. Abraham, in the Nishmat Abraham, it's in six volumes in Hebrew. Art scroll also translated into three volumes in English. Very important work. All medical halacha. So there he has the four categories, and on the left side he talks about category one, the seriously or dangerously ill patient. So who is this? So Lamaisa, anybody who sakar safash is the obvious one. It's heart issues, any internal organ issue. That's sakana stafashis. And that even a suffix sakana is somebody who is somebody who is allowed to do this. Look at line 15 on the left side. An ambulant patient who nevertheless may become seriously ill if not treated. For example, a diabetic patient who has run out of insulin. Right now, there's no problem. If he doesn't get insulin soon, he's going to become pikuach nefesh. So suffix sakana, suffix, if you don't do something, yeah, you're going to get enter into that category. So that's also in this category. And then he quotes in D, line 19, one whose state or illness our sages have defined as being dangerous. There are certain halachic certain people who halachically are considered in the category of a cholosh yesh basakana. A woman who gave birth for a week after the baby, she is called a cholosh yesh basakana. Period. That's the halacha. Cholosh yesh basakana. A week after a woman gives birth, 2 days before Tisha B'Av, she doesn't fast on Tisha B'Av. Why? Because that's a cholosh yesh basakana. Halachically, that is what she is considered. He continues. What else is in this category? Line 26. One whose limb is in danger. Somebody who's with an aver. Somebody who's their arm, their eye. That's also, we consider a limb. The loss of a limb is enough in this category. Also, cholosh sheyesh bo sakana. What's the halacha in this category? A Jew could do a daraisa. Let's say it that way because we're going to go down one level in each category. Category one, cholosh yesh basakana, a Jew could do a malacha doraisa. A Jew could drive to the hospital, anything can be done. Fine. Category two, second category of cholam ha-shavis, is what's called cholah she'ein bo sakana. A cholah, somebody's sick, but it is not life-threatening. Sometimes this is also called nofel lemishkav, somebody who has to be in bed. No filamishkaf. Who is in this category? So basically, an easy way to figure it out is if you can't sit at the Shabbos table, you have to go lie down. Right, that's a cholosh ein bo sakana. Somebody who has, looking back in source 21, Rav Ribiak gives a couple of examples. The flu. Somebody has the chicken pox. Somebody cannot sit at the Shabbos table. That is somebody in the category of the chola she'ein basakana. He continues, somebody has such a bad headache they can't sit. Migraine headache. A very severe toothache. Not just an ache, but a real... Somebody's in pain. Somebody, I remember, somebody in shul once had a very, very bad earache. Usually children get a lot of earaches. But an adult has it, very painful. Severe pain, you can't function. That's a chola she'ein basakana or no full of mishkaf. Right, also the last page also, right, Dr. Abraham also has more examples of this. What is the halacha of cholosh ein bo sakana? One step down. A Jew could do a derabanan, a guy could do a daraisa. Cholosh ein bo sakana, that was the top level. A Jew could do a daraisa. Anything's allowed. Cholosh ein bo sakana, this is the next category down, go down one level. A Jew could do a derabanan, a Jew can't do a daraisa. A Jew could do a derabanan, and a guy, you could do a daraisa. So, medicine is allowed for this person. If somebody has such a bad headache that they have to go lie down on the couch, they can't sit at the Shabbos table, they're allowed to take medicine. They're allowed to take Advil, Tylenol, whatever it is. Right? If somebody can sit there, they're just, a little cough, then no. Right? That's not category three. That's not category two. Category two, Chol Hashi'ini Bo Sakana, Nafal Mishkav. All of those, a Jew could do a Rabbanan. A guy could drive to the pharmacy for me. My next door neighbor guy could do a Daraisa for me. But a Jew can only do a Rabbanan. And again, Dr. Abraham on the last page gives other examples of this. Severe pain. Other examples, a child, a toddler, halachically is called a Chol Hashi'ini Bo Sakana. If a four-year-old doesn't feel well, besides the issue of not, there's no problem with, in terms of chinuch maybe in this case, but children halachically are called Chol Hashi'ini Bo Sakanas for many halachas. Okay, so that is all category two. Yeah?
So what if you're trying to step down from this
one? So let's get to that right now. Category three. Category three is what's called... Category 3 and 4 don't really have any differences for us for now. Either called Chola B'Miksas or Mechush Ba'alma, which means, you know, somebody's feeling offy. You know, you wake up, sore throat, headache. There's got to be some case where Chazal's Gzeira apply. Right? If you're really sick, you're allowed to take medicine. If you're healthy, you don't need the medicine. So this is the categories 3 and 4. So these categories, Chol B'Miksas, Mechush Ba'alma, you know, all these cases, source 21, source 22, Ribbiyah gives you examples, chapped lips, chapped hands, common cold, minor headache, stub toe. So all of those are, you know, that's where the Gzeira applies. And therefore, one is not allowed to take medicine in those cases. A Jew cannot take medicine. A guy could do a Durabanan in that case. You go down one level. Right, just like in category two, a Jew could do a Durabanan, a guy could do a Daraisa. In the next category down, a Chol B'Miksas, a Jew could do a Durabanan. Maybe you could turn off the light in my room. That's probably a Durabanan if I want to go to sleep. But that is the those are the categories of Cholim on Shabbos. So these are the rules and regulations. What we have to get to now, I'll take the questions, which say where we're going. What we have to get to now is that there are certain built-in, quote-unquote, heterim. Not really heterim, but it's better defined as certain cases which were never included in the Gzeira in the first place. That's what we're going to get to right now. Yeah. So it doesn't matter. Somebody's in. You hear the word remission. You do whatever you want. Do whatever you need to do. You know that's enough suffering. Yeah.
You said for the first level that you're going to come into that state.
If you don't act now, you're going to become a Chol Hashi'ini Bo Sakana.
What if you're a Chol Hashi'ini Bo Mikzas and if you don't act now, you will become a
Chol Hashi'ini Bo Sakana? No, I don't think so. But let's try to think of the case. We'll get to a case about later on about. Correct. We're going to get to that. There's going to be another reason why it's going to be mutter. A light headache to a migraine. Yeah.
What about? There's no sign that you're already taking. You're
okay. We'll get to that. Yeah.
How old
the child? That's hard to know. Toddler, 4 or 5. 4 or 5. Again, generally, if kids are really upset, the medical ones will be makele. It's going to be makele if they really, the kids, give them the Tylenol, the Advil. Yeah.
What does it mean that a guy could do a Durabanan?
A guy could do a Durabanan. Like, what do you mean? A guy could turn off a light for me if I want to go to sleep.
So you can just
that's
ask, you can, like, ask him straight out to do
it. You could ask him straight out to do it. Yeah. Okay. Okay, another of these is the next section now. Again, part one was the background for the Gzeira and the fact that it's in full force today. Next part was the four categories of Cholim, which we just discussed. And now we're going to talk about Heterim, or cases which were never included in the Gzeira in the first place. Yeah? We're going to get to that right now. Somebody's already taken the medicine beforehand. We're going to get to it. Okay. So there are, I have six cases. Six issues to discuss, not included in the Gzeira. Okay. Number one is called Ma'achal Bereim. Ma'achal Bereim, food of healthy people. The halacha is that medicine is halachically defined as something that only sick people eat or take. If there is a food or an item that even people who are not sick eat, take, so then that was never included in the gzeira of taking medicine on Shabbos. The Mishnah says in Source 22, Daf Kuftes and Shabbos, Ein ochlin ezovian b'Shabbos. One is not allowed to eat ezovian, a type of mixture on Shabbos with spices. L'fish ein ma'achal b'riyim, because it's not what people eat when they're healthy. Aval ochel huas yoezer, but you could eat yoezer. What's Yoezer? So Rashi says, turning over the page, Yoezer is Shahar Biochan Osok Shein Brian. Many people eat it when they're healthy. So therefore, that is not called eating, taking medicine on Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Call Ochlim Umashkim, 24. Any food, Shehem Machol Briyim, Mutter La'achlan V'lishtosan. You're allowed to eat and drink it. Avol Bishim Kashim L'tzaz Briyim, even though not everybody eats it when they're healthy, and you're only taking it for refuah, it doesn't matter. Afilu Hachi Shari. It is Mutter. So let's say somebody has a toothache. Not a terrible toothache, that they're in the category 2. But they have a toothache. It's aching. So they ought to take a shot of whiskey to make the toothache feel better. The answer is yes. The answer is yes, because that's called machal brim. Whiskey is a medicine. That's why they're allowed to take it. Let's say I hate chicken soup. Let's say I hated chicken soup. And I'm only eating the chicken soup because I know it'll make my cold get better. I never have chicken soup. It's mutter. That's called machal brim. Anything that's called food that healthy people take, this might be part of the issue of vitamins, which we'll get to also, but it's also one of the heterum taking vitamins. Because, as one of the posts I'm going to say, what percentage of people in the world are sick, and what percentage of the people are taking vitamins? Many, many more people, you know, than are sick take vitamins. Do they work or not? That's a separate issue. But that is the halacha. One more, the Kitzur El Shabbos, source 27, the Dayan from Breuer's, right, putting on hand lotion. Let's say one has liquidy hand lotion. Thick hand lotion is a separate issue. Malacha Memareach. But one has liquidy hand lotion. So, and my hands are chapped. Am I allowed to put it on? My hands are chapped. It's very liquidy. It's liquidy like liquid soap, which the Minigolans use liquid soap on Shabbos. Am I allowed to put on liquidy hand lotion? So says the Kizur HaFa Shabbos, as long as it's not medicated. There are medicated hand lotions and non-medicated. But as long as it's not medicated, fine. Why? Because even people who have perfect hands, not chapped, put it on to make their hands feel good. A lot of people just put on hand lotion. They like their hands to be like moist and nice, even if their hands aren't dry. So anything that is used by a healthy person is not called medicine, and it is mutter on Shabbos. There's a hand up. Yeah. Vaseline is pretty thick. Vaseline's thick. I can't use that's separate malacha, not because of refuah. Separate malacha. Yeah.
Certain things are medicated and help people take them anyways.
Certain things are medicated and people take them anyways. Like what?
Like hand lotions that could be medicated. Or
saying, okay, but it's still. But if it's medicated, not all. It's not as common, I would say. Okay, that's number one. Machal brim. Number two. If somebody is doing something not to heal, but just to remove an external problem. There's an external problem and I'm removing it. That's not called refuah. For example, the Mishnah on Shabbos talks about removing a splinter. I think I got a splinter on Shabbos. So if it's if I start taking out the splinter and it starts bleeding, that's chavala. That's a severed malacha. That's because to bleed. But let's say sometimes you have a splinter in there and it's a good chance it's not going to bleed. So you let it take out the splinter. Ah, you're healing. That's not healing. That's removing a problem. Removing a problem, says the source 28. Machashol Yad, Lita Bosa Coats. Right, one can remove a problem. Let's say somebody gets stung on Shabbos. You can take the stinger out. I forgot to post that in source 29, the Shmir Shabbos said it must have fallen out. That's what the Shmir Shabbos says. That to remove a stinger of a bee or a wasp, then one is also. That's just removing a problem. The Shmir Shabbos also says, source 30, Achash Ba'azno, Mutzuko Lite Botsemer Geffen. I'm allowed to put cotton in my ears if I have an earache. I want to protect my ears from something. I'm removing a problem from the outside. I don't want it to get in. That's not Issim Mishum Refuah. In the footnote there in source 30, Delefim Mishum Refuah, Deino Marape, El Rak Otem Asozen. You're preventing the cold air from going in. That's not Refuah. So any time that I'm removing and eliminating an external force, that is also not a problem. Yeah. I'm sorry? Air? Can't hear you.
Earwax.
Earwax. Yeah. To remove earwax. Yeah, if your ears don't, I don't think that's refuah. That's it's like getting dirt off your face. Right, it's like an endurance device. It's to hear better. So I don't think that's a problem. But again, if sometimes people bleed when they take out the wax. If you bleed, then it's a problem. Just like brushing your teeth. If you bleed when you brush your teeth, then you can't do it. Yeah.
Would swelling be an intervention?
So we'll get to swelling. Okay, number three. So we had number one was machal bria. Number two was just to eliminate an outside problem. Number three, if this doesn't come up so much, but one can use this hefter if one needs to. Shinui. If somebody takes medicine b'shinui, so then that is also okay. The Gemara talks about a case of soaking some medicine for the eyes. Soaking it before Shabbos in a type of liquid and then putting it on the eye on Shabbos. So it doesn't look like liquid. Let's say somebody knows that they have to take a pill on Shabbos. So you crush it up before Shabbos and you put it in a drink. So now it looks like a drink. It doesn't look like the medicine. That would also be mutter. Somebody knows they're going to have to take a pill on Shabbos. The question is it as effective? So the research that I did is that yes, it doesn't lose the effectiveness. But that is a case that doesn't really come up so much, but the Shmir Shabbos quotes it. In 33, if you crush up a pill before Shabbos, then you could put it into liquid on Shabbos and take it in that way. That is number three. Number four, though, comes up a lot. Yeah. Yeah, that's what he says. But the point is to have it, when Shabbos starts, that the whole thing doesn't look like you're taking medicine. A capsule open it up. I guess that would be okay also, because you're not doing the crushing on Shabbos. Number four. The halacha is that taking medicine is defined as healing. If the medicine heals a problem, that's called medicine. But if it prevents a problem, anything preventative is mutter. If I could define what I'm doing as not healing, but preventing, that is not a problem. Shulchan Aruch says, I'm allowed to put a bandage on a wound on Shabbos. You're preventing infection. No problem. That's not called healing. Putting on a band-aid. You're not healing your wound. You're preventing it getting infected. Makash and Israpa, says the Shulchan Aruch. Nosin Allah Vratiya. She'ena Ella Kimishamra. You're guarding it. You're preventing infection. What's the svara? The svara is, what's the whole reason that you're not allowed to take medicine? Because if you're allowed to take medicine, you might come to grind, you'll be bahul. But if you're not sick yet, you're just preventing sickness, you're not going to be crazy and bahul. Just preventing it from becoming sick. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Source 35. Halochai shinon, sheyavol adei shchika samamanim. We're not worried you're going to come to that. Umei ruach sheino bahul kokach hachashin esrapa. Right, you're just preventing it from getting worse. So where did this come up? There are a lot of cases, let me just give some examples, and then a lot of cases that come up. What about if somebody gets a cut, washing it out, type of hydrogen peroxide, or whatever the issue is, to stop the bleeding? Is that healing? The answer is no. You're preventing more bleeding. That's not called refuah. Says that's what the Shmir Shabbos says. You're allowed to use. You have to figure out what you're going to use, the type of sponge and squeezing, separate issue. But regarding the refuah aspects, there's no problem because that's preventing it from getting infected. Very important halacha that comes up. Let's say I know I get heartburn from cholent. I get heartburn, but I love cholent. So once I eat the cholent and I have the heartburn, I'm stuck. But you know what I could do? I could take the Tums before I eat the Cholent. Why? First of all, even healthy people take Tums. So you have the Hefter of Machal Bria, right? If you take up a calcium supplement. But even if not, somebody wants to take an antacid before they have the heartburn, no problem, because that's preventative. You're preventing. That's what the Rabbi Riviat says in Source 37. One may take an antacid to prevent an anticipated attack of heartburn. One may take a tablet to prevent the onset. Next one. Let's say somebody feels a migraine headache coming on. Now it's small, but they want to prevent. You take the medicine. Why? Because you're preventing the migraine. You're not taking it for right now. Now I can deal with. But if I know I feel it coming on, I take the medicine to prevent it. That is all mutter. Preventative. Another example. Next page. Vitamins. This is a huge discussion in the postgim. What about vitamins? You gotta take vitamins on Shabbos. How many people here take vitamins? Okay, couple. Maybe some people take more at home, but some people take vitamins. So Rav Moshe was asked many years ago, source 38. He named Dvara by Deminim. Shahar be'anashim briyim. She'en lam shum me'echesh v'choli. Healthy people take vitamins. Avala rofim miyatsim with low osam. The doctors say you should take them. B'chol yom. Mishum she'en mechaskim aguf. They make the guf stronger. In mutter lam levoa gam b'shabbos. Can you take them on Shabbos? That's the issue. Is it refuah? Says, so there are a number of reasons leheter. A number of reasons leheter. Number one, we already mentioned. It's basically food. Baruch Hashem, the people here who take vitamins, Hashem, many people take vitamins, are healthy, they take it. Extra. Rav Moshe says that, what do vitamins do? They're healing you. Where it's underlined. MK be'elu avitaminim she'enem avriim es ha'adam. They don't make you heal anything. L'shanosu mikfishahu she'yiyah mishachalosh b'tivah l'chazak yoser. What, they take a weakling and make him atlas? Vitamins. They don't change who you are. They make you feel good. They make you, they give you a little strength. That's not called healing. That's not called healing, says Rav Moshe. The Be'er Moshe as well, the Deber Tziner, Rav Moshe Stern in Source 39, also discusses this, and he says in the middle, top of the middle column, Ubisman azeh, ha-vitamins, hein mamish kamachal briyim. It's healthy food. It's food for healthy people. V'alpi ha, see what that word is? Statistica. According to statistics, yadua, sheshlish miyoshi arzot abrit, lochin vitamins. A third of Americans take vitamins. V'hakol yodim, she'ein shlish miyoshi arzot abrit, lochin. A third of the people aren't sick. So, haraya, that is food. It's not medicine. Elanasa machal umashkevi, you know what it's like, he said? It's like mineral water. Vitamins like mineral water. People think it's healthy. They eat mineral water. And then drink tap water. But is that medicine? That's not called medicine. V'chiyal aldas lesser shtias meha ha-saratoga b'shavas v'yantif el me'achash umashkevi yim shari afilu misha shaseilu refua. Therefore, there's no problem. And then he says, who knows if it's even... At the end he says, aspirin might be different. Aspirins. Because aspirins already, not everybody takes. They take it for heart issues, but memela, if you have to take it for a heart issue, it can be mutter anyway. So, mimanasha, if you don't need to take it, it's probably going to be also. Once you need to take it, it's probably going to be mutter anyway. But these are all examples of prevention. Right? That's what others say. Vitamins prevent you from getting sick. They make your goof stronger. So therefore, that's what the Tzitz Eliezer says. So therefore, again, it would not be a problem. These are all preventative examples. One more, and I'll give the hands. The Shmir Shabbos says, where is it? That one is allowed to Yudalid Lamed Aleph. Did I miss it?
41.
On the bottom. 41. 41. Says the Shmir Shabbos. One is allowed to put on insect repellent. Somebody's going on a teal. They're going on a teal on Shabbat. They want to spray on insect repellent off. So as long as it's a spray or it's liquidy, that's mutter. You're preventing bites. Suntan lotion. Sunscreen. Again, if it's liquidy, so you don't have any issues of mimareach, mutter. You're preventing problems. Not healing. So all that is prevention, and that's why it is mutter. You have questions? Hands? Yeah. Deodorant's okay.
It's not really a fluid, but something like, are sprays that are clear, sprays that are white?
I don't think it makes a difference. If it's a spray, what, it colors the skin?
No, it's white. It's the same, like a...
It's white?
White spray.
It's white spray. And, but again, once it's on you, if it's very liquidy, then it's okay. As long as regarding refua, there's no difference.
Right.
Regarding other malachas, you got to see. If it's liquidy, so then it's okay.
You can rub it in?
You can rub it in if it's liquidy. Like liquid soap. We use liquid soap on Shabbos.
How would we, when it crosses the line, hand lotion is fine?
Hand, non-medicated liquidy hand lotion. Okay, we can have a shear on the mimareach, which is a separate malacha. But that is preventive. Okay, number five. Yeah.
If you have thick, can you just... Take some and put some water in it.
No, could you dilute it on, it's part of that, I don't want to get into that right now. But again, you should try to find a liquidy one. Try to find a liquidy one. Next, issue number five that comes up. If the therapy for a certain illness is generally not achieved through medicine, but through other means, then it's also mutter to do whatever you need to do. Let's say somebody has a bad stomach ache, and they want to put a warm compress on their stomach. Like to remove cramps. Or somebody gets a bruise and you put an ice pack on to prevent swelling. Generally, swelling is not brought down with medicine. Generally, swelling is brought down with an ice pack. That's the best way to prevent swelling. So that also is mutter. Number one is prevention. Number two, generally, this is the way you... It's not medicine. You don't use medicine to heal this problem. So therefore, it was never included in the Xer. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says on the in the Source 42 about the case of the stomach ache. Or, what about... You like to wear a dental brace on Shabbos? It's healing your teeth? Or a bite plate? The answer is no, it's not. Why? Because nobody, you never take medicine to keep your teeth straight. Says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Shmir Shabbos in 43. Plata li yishur shinayim, a dental brace. Mutter lo shav Shabbos. If you have mutter lo shav Shabbos, you can even go out to the street. It's not called a masa. Why? To call she'ein bo shayach hasam amanim, ein bo misumisum refuah b'Shabbos. No problem. You never fix your teeth with medicine. Therefore, that is also going to be mutter. So we have machal briyim, and we have, if it is just to eliminate an outside nuisance, we have shinui, we have preventative, we have therapy never achieved through medicine, and we have one more. You have a question first? One more. The final one is medicine taken over a protracted period of time. Let's say somebody's taking a 10-day antibiotics. So it's obviously a Shabbos in there. So what does one do on that Shabbos? So Rav Moshe is noto lahachmir, skip the day. But I think the minhag ha'olam is to be makel. The Shmir Shabbos quotes lahakel, Yesh Mekilin, the svara being, Tzitz Eliezer says, in Source 46, the svara is, that's not called taking medicine on Shabbos. Taking medicine on Shabbos means a certain situation came up on Shabbos and boom, you need medicine. But if you're taking medicine for 10 days, that's called taking medicine for 10 days. That's not called taking medicine on Shabbos. Says this is Eliezer in 46. The Amosai asu l'kichas refuah b'Shabbos. When is it refuah asur? Hainu dafka hecha shal l'kicha b'Shabbos. Yesh bakashal atzma b'chdei l'havi lo trufa. We got to take it that day. That's where they're, oh, if you know, you might be bold and want to do it. But here you know beforehand. You know you're taking it today, you're taking it tomorrow. The doctor said, the refuah is not going to come with one day. It's only going to come with 10 days, so therefore, it's not a problem. He's mesupik. What if the 10th day of Shabbos? Can you skip the last dose? Let's speak to the doctor, see how important it is. But again, you know, it's important. Somebody has strep, they need their 10 days of medicine, you got to take it. If you don't get rid of the strep, it's going to come back. And if somebody does strep is untreated, it could lead to serious issues. So again, that is also note to mutter. Yeah.
Would it be better to
do
that with the shinu?
No, you don't have to do it with the shinu. It's mutter. Mutter. I don't think you have to use the shinu. Yeah. Yeah. Just like what? It's prevent. But there you're sick already. Strep, you're sick already. By the seventh day, still you're taking it, so you're totally eradicating it. It's for future also, but right now if you don't take this, it's gonna grow back. Still a little bit to get the last shemitz out. Okay, so these are the issues related to medicines on Shabbos. Yeah, Topin. A sleeping pill. What about a sleeping pill? Antibiotics? By? For acne. So that, for that, maybe I'll skip a day. That's not real. I mean, maybe there's Yesh Lahakal. I'm not saying it's Asur. But if you could skip a day in that type of non-sakane, just take it right before Shabbos. How many times do you take it? Twice a day? It's a medicine that's taken. Not you, I'm just saying. How many times does one take it? One takes it once. If one takes it once a day, take it right before Shabbos, right after Shabbos. If one takes it twice a day, as well, just skip the morning one. Yeah. Okay, so this is issues of Tochein. So Beis Hashem, next week we'll have some other topic. I'm not sure yet. You want the Chumr Shir? Shir on Chumrs? Appropriate Chumrs? What? Sleeping pills.